There are different ways in which we can lose trust. This is an interesting topic because trust is an important word in a relationship. It is more in everything we do. However, I think it is on the way to extinction because we get carried away by so many things in life that we end up failing over and over again. Have you ever experienced failure, or has someone ever failed to you? Think carefully before answering. Now I'm going to ask you another question. Have you ever failed anyone? Think well before answering, because it is easy to take the role of the victim and forget that at some point we were the ones who failed. Who failed other people, even ourselves, or God. Well, since we are born sinners, and we have failed God. However, we do not have the luck, but with His grace and His love, that there is room for us to be able to do something. We have the grace and His love. So there is a space to be able to speak, to be able to, not to defend ourselves, but to tell and declare why we fail. And sometimes, we do not take advantage of this space. It seems to be easier to look for an excuse or to come up with something so that others see that we are well or that we look good, that we're fine. Has that ever happened to you? That reminds me of what happened in the Garden of Eden, the day Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They sinned. Everyone knows the story, but I want to remember it a little bit. Eve talks to the serpent, and the serpent convinces her that they would be like God, and made her see that the fruit was pleasant. It was pleasing in her eyes, so she allowed herself to be seduced by these words that were part truth and part lie. They became an entanglement. I don't want to get into a discussion about the matter. Only that she, by initiating the conversation, she allowed what she heard to influence her life. And so she disobeyed what God had said. Now this is wonderful because God gave a vote of confidence to man. Eden is God's mountain. And God said, well, I have my mountain. I have my place in the middle of the earth. I'm going to place you there for you to rule. You have authority over the animals, over everything. You're going to depend on me. And here, I have given you everything you need to live well. I'm going to give you that trust, this vote of confidence. The only thing is that the tree that is there. Do not eat the fruit of that tree. Look at everything that is around. And you have the tree of life. Taste it, enjoy it. However, man was not interested in the tree of life. He was not interested in the rest. He focused more on what he should not be interested in. I think that usually happens, and in this way they broke the trust that God had given them. They disobeyed. They sinned. They broke the law. They missed the target. And whatever else you can put on it. However, they had their chance. If it had happened to us with something simple, for example, you delegate someone to do something and they didn't do it. You delegate to someone to do something and in the end they forgot. Or you lent a book in the end to someone and they threw it away and they don't give you any response about it. Or you lend some money to someone who needed it urgently and begged you. And from the little you had, you gave it to them. And now that person is lost and doesn't want to acknowledge it. That person is no longer paying you. And I can go on naming examples. You brought someone into your house to help them and now this person has paid you with a betrayal. You told them, I will give you this opportunity, but don't do this or that again. And they did it again, unfortunately. And what happened? You had to get rid of this person in your life. So it happened to God, although listen to me, because I could say yes, but God, they didn't trust God and God threw them out. And listen to me, they had their opportunity. God came to the garden to talk to Adam and Eve, as he always did, as he did every day. But this day was different because they hid. When they meet God, God says to them, "Who told you that you were naked?" In other words, let's talk first. I'm not going to condemn you. In fact, I'm not going to take you out of the garden for now. I'm not going to punish you. I want to listen to you first. Tell me what happened. Adam didn't think twice. I always wonder what would have happened if Adam had recognized it and had said to God, "I failed you. I failed to trust you. I sinned. I failed. Forgive me. I am sorry. I am sorry." I believe that the story would have been different. Unfortunately, we didn't get to that point. Sometimes we have to fall so low to be able to come to our senses and raise our eyes to heaven and say to him, "Lord, forgive me." Do you know what Adam said? "Well, the woman you gave me the fruit and I ate it." In other words, was I was alone, I was fine, but the day you invented this woman, you are to blame, because when you made her, she influenced me. What a cheap excuse. But they are the excuses that we give today, because it's easier to blame someone else. Let's be honest. It is easier than to take the first step and say, "I did it." We don't like that anyway. Eve also did the same thing. She blamed the serpent. And the serpent had no one to blame. So she got everything. But they had the chance before they left the garden. Now, years have passed. Centuries have passed, and man repeats history over and over again. We fail again. We sin again. We ask for forgiveness, and again we fail. But God, he has so much love and so much grace that if you are awake today, there is a new opportunity. That's why I'm going to be reading from the word of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Look what it says there. "So let us draw near with all confidence to the throne of grace of our God, because there we will receive his mercy, and we will find the grace that will help us when we need it most." There we will find grace. Where? At the throne of God. We will find grace. What else will we find? Mercy. Mercy. But what else will we find? Help. The Lord says, "Come closer." That is, it is a decision that you make. No one is going to make it for you. Come closer. Now maybe you are afraid. Yes, because when we sin, when we fail, we have a certain guilt, a certain discomfort, pain in the heart. Fear. Do you remember when you were little and you did something bad? And you realized that mom and dad found out what you did. And when you saw them, you noticed that their faces had changed. So you knew that something was going to happen to you. Your life would never be the same again. The correction was waiting for you, the discipline, right? And we were afraid to approach them because we knew the consequences of our actions. We were small and we fled for fear. Now God tells you, "You sinned. Do not hide your sin. Do not run away from fear. Do not let the guilt envelop you." God tells you, "I understand you, but you need to come in. Come to me. Let's talk about it so you can be transformed and your life can be changed." How wonderful, right? We can confidently approach the throne of grace. Who else can do it but God? Don't waste it today. He is at the door, and there is another opportunity for you. So seize it today. Father, thank you for this word. Simple but necessary. Today you remind us that there is trust, that there is a new chance, and that there is love. love waiting there in that place where, yes, we will make confronted. Why is it necessary to be forgiven? But there is grace, there is mercy. Help us understand this word in the depths of our heart so that we do not stand aside. Today we run to you because in the end, who else can we go to? Where else can we go to? Yes, only you have words of eternal life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, your pastor and friend Elias Ojos spoke to you. Remember that God always comes just in time. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time, and I invite you to follow me also on Instagram. There you will find me as Pastor Elias HC. And remember, while there is life, there is hope. Blessings to you all.